We're running a nice hot gong bath this time on Culturefile, though as leaders of the bath, Lisa and Brian of Soundhenge Ireland make sure to point out there's no need to take off any clothes and nobody gets wet. Before the new dispensation, Lisa and Brian held gong baths both outdoors and indoors at festivals and halls around Ireland. Culturefile brought its towel to one of their Dublin visits and in a manner that would now amount to recklessness, lay down with 30-odd other souls in a candle-lit, plant-filled room and had a good sonic soak. And stay tuned afterwards for instructions on having your own social distance gong bath.
I'm Lisa Dunn. I'm from Dublin, but I live in Belfast.
I'm Brian Cunning. I'm from Portstewart, but I live in Belfast.
They're incredible instruments. I am completely drawn to both the look and the sound of them ever since I first encountered them. I have a couple of different types of gongs here. Well, five. This top one here is a symphonic gong. It's made by a company in Germany called Peisty, and it's the type of gongs that is often used in orchestras. This one underneath is a Chinese wind gong. It's a typical Chinese gong. This is much thicker metal. These gongs are made out of a particular type of metal that already comes in a sheet, whereas this is cast and this is beaten and hammered into shape. So this is the original old-fashioned gong making technique. This is a bit more German engineering, as they do very, very well. So it's the gong that I would play most. This is another German gong made by Peisty. This is called a Venus gong. And Peisty have a range of planetary gongs, which are all, they're tuned to the orbital frequencies of the planets in our solar system. I like the sound of Venus. It's a nice, deep, soothing sound. It's also very feminine. So I chose it for the sound, yeah. When I play the gongs during the sound bath, if I leave them to hang straight afterwards, they'll still be vibrating for up to an hour after I stop playing. The big gongs, they can be. The vibrations will still be travelling, but they're inaudible at that point. But there still are vibrations there. And this gong is a Chinese sun gong.
It's a stripy gong.
So part of it has been lathed and part of it hasn't. And this was my very first gong.
When did you get it?
2011. So this was my very first gong, and as you can see, they multiply and they grow.
I see also a big conch shell you have going on there.
Yeah.
Some glass pyramids.
Yes, crystal singing pyramids, a quartz crystal singing bowl, some chimes, a Native American flute. I probably won't get a chance to play all of the instruments. We'll see how it goes and I'll pick whatever. We usually bring everything, but we don't always play it all.
You've got a lot of bowls of different sizes,
yes,
laid out on a batique.
Bronze bowls, yes. They're made from bronze. They come from the Himalayan region, Tibet, Nepal, China, India. So that's striking them, and then you can also play them with the wand, stroking them like this around the side. There isn't anywhere in Ireland, unfortunately, that you can go and try them out and buy them. So this was bought on the internet.
And how do you do that? Do you look at their pictures or do people describe their qualities?
There will be a description, but good websites will have a sound clip And in 2013, I went on my first training course. And then I got to experience, I got to play a lot of different gongs from different manufacturers all over the world, from different areas in the world. It's called a gong bath because you're bathed in the vibration and sound. There's no water, there's no taking clothes off. You simply had to lie down and let the vibrations and the waves of sound wash over you. The sound that they produce is a sound that you not only hear, but you feel. The vibrations are so strong that you will feel them throughout all of your body, and it allows the body to slip into a very relaxed state, a very deep state of relaxation. The sound can also carry the mind and so can bring you into a deep state of meditation. It's you may experience shamanic type journeying, sense of levitation, out of body experience. You may just experience peace and inner stillness. Everybody will have a different experience during a gong bath. The drumming tends to carry people into a sort of journey type state. Then I will allow the gongs take over. Basically, it's as soon as I start to play, the gongs decide what's going to happen next. I don't make any grand claims to be a healer. I think that's a big claim to make. But what this type of experience does is bring you to a place where your body comes to a place of self-healing. When you're completely relaxed, when your body will regenerate and rejuvenate. If you play a recording, today's recording again, it'll possibly take you back to some of the same experiences that you've had, but I think it's different live. It's definitely different live. You've got the instruments close up. You can feel the vibrations. It's certainly effective on a recording. I listen to recordings myself at home, going to bed sometimes at night, singing bowl recordings or gong recordings, but live is definitely better. It's an instrument that draws the mind and can stop thought in its tracks.
Lisa and Brian of Soundhenge Ireland there, who had their most recent full moon sound bath in Belfast earlier this month. And if you'd like to try a socially distanced gong bath, we've just tweeted a link to a recording of the bath you just heard, but without the chatter. Look for Culturefile Pod on Twitter. Download, press play, and lie quietly on the floor for a few minutes. And why not tell us how you get on too? You can contact us at CultureFilePod on Twitter or email us via culture@rte.ie.